This is South Carolina Public Radio for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. The clock is ticking for Congress to reach a funding agreement before midnight on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. Last week, the House passed a continuing resolution to extend government funding, but the bill failed to make it through the Senate. Both chambers are now in recess, leaving little time to make a bipartisan deal.
This has happened multiple times, but also this particular time, it's a little more nail-biting, I would say.
That's Sonia Ebling, the director of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. The SCTA is monitoring these federal developments and sharing updates with healthcare providers in South Carolina. If the government were to shut down, the Medicare telehealth flexibilities put in place in 2020 would expire. Almost 20% of Americans are covered by Medicare. In South Carolina, more than 600,000 South Carolina Medicare patients could lose access to telehealth services.
Before COVID, the Medicare program only covered telehealth services provided to facilities like clinics or hospitals. So in March 2020, when the flexibilities were first put in place, it allowed reimbursement to providers to provide telehealth directly to patients in their homes. And it also took away any geographic restrictions around rurality. So you could be in an urban place, you could be in a rural place, or you could be in a home, or you could be in a facility and receive telehealth services through the Medicare program.
The current flexibilities also allow different types of providers to be reimbursed for telehealth services through the Medicare program, including physical and occupational therapists. And Medicare has been covering some visits by phone, which is helpful for patients without internet or video capability. That coverage could go away too. The special allowance for mental health and substance use treatment by telehealth could also scale back, creating a barrier at a time when demand for these services is high.
We've always been relatively confident that these extensions, these flexibilities would be extended again because they're a pretty bipartisan issue and everyone kind of supports that these flexibilities either become permanent or at least be extended.
She says the South Carolina delegation has been supportive of making these flexibilities permanent. But as a shutdown looms, the SCTA is looking to the American Telemedicine Association for guidance on what comes next.
This will be the first time since 2020 that we would have a lapse in these flexibilities. So, you know, at this point, it's hard to predict how stakeholders will respond.
Alexis Apple is the Director of Federal Affairs at the ATA.
Over the past few days, I've had an overwhelming amount of questions from our membership asking what should we do? How should we plan? And I do believe hospital systems and providers are really preparing for the worst at this point.
The last federal shutdown happened in 2018 and lasted about 35 days, making it the longest in our nation's history.
I mean, we're really hoping that Congress does pass a short-term CR before midnight at September 30th. That is the ultimate goal. Plan B, if we do end up going to a shutdown, which is most likely going to occur at this point, we are advocating to Congress that they include some sort of retroactive reimbursement provision, which would essentially allow providers to submit claims after the shutdown, and then CMS can backpay them for the services that they provided during the shutdown.
Apple says once Congress does provide a short-term extension, the ATA hopes that Congress will pass legislation to make these flexibilities permanent. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.